Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Lou Manfredini joins us every Thursday at this time. You know Mr. Fix-It. You listen every Saturday morning, and he takes as many questions as he possibly can. How are you today, Lou? Oh, I think they're getting him on the phone right now. They're tracking him down. He is a busy man. He is absolutely busy. And it's so funny because most of the questions that are coming through on the text line all have to do with yard treatment, grub treatment, how do you get rid of ground ivy, weeds, all that kind of stuff, because this is the season. We're all getting in our yards, and you're not surprised by that, are you, Lou?
Not at all. This is the time of year that you're supposed to do all that stuff.
Somebody said, how do we know if we had a grub treatment on our lawn, if it was effective? We had it done in the fall, have extensive damage, and we're receding, but we're unsure if the damage is still continuing.
Yeah, so the grub stuff was a real problem last year, and part of it was, if you remember, we had a really warm spring, and I was talking to a bunch of landscaper buddies of mine, and I was telling people on the radio that we needed to move everything up. We, you know, the treatments where they normally talk about the bag, when you put it down, you know, it was based on historical data and how the weather patterns were, but everything is more advanced, and so I would... you know, err on the side of you're not going to hurt anything if you did a double treatment. So if you were to buy a bag of, let's say, you know, I think it's Bayer that makes a product that's a 24-hour grub treatment. And so that, if you were to put down, it's probably a little early right now, but if you were to do that maybe the middle of May, where normally you're supposed to do that the middle of June, and then hit it again maybe the middle of July, just hedge your bet. It's not going to do anything wrong to the lawn, but it will help control the bugs and, in particular, the grubs.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know how they kill ground ivy in their lawn.
You use something called your hands.
Oh.
It's so hard to get rid of ground ivy. There is a product that Ortho makes that's a concentrate. The trick is you're supposed to put it on after the ground ivy blooms. And so you want to put that down, but then you do need to pull a lot of it. It is a never-ending battle. It's like the gray hair on my head. It just keeps coming back.
Hey, we hear you have a mini expert in your car with you today.
I do. My granddaughter is in the car with my son and his wife, so... just in case she wants to chime in, I just wanted you to be ready.
I love that. Someone's asking about windows in their basement because, you know, sometimes those aren't necessarily the size that most of us would see. And so many texts are coming in that I just lost it, but it is here somewhere. I think they said like 12 by 24. Could that be right? Let me find that text message.
Yeah, an egress, a window that, from a legal perspective, an egress window, it has a total square footage that when the opening is there. So it depends on the size, but typically
there. Yeah, there it is. I found it. They said, I need to replace my basement windows. There are three of the old-fashioned 24 by 12 windows. Does any window company replace those?
Oh, 100%. Those are not egress windows, so... but yes, they absolutely will. Those are, a lot of those were what they call hopper windows. They still make hopper windows. Now they're, instead of a single pane, they're, you know, double pane, and they also make a version of that with a slider. So, you know, both the window companies that you talk about and that I talk about, can all do those types of windows. Absolutely. 100%.
Someone also said, please ask Lou. There she is. I've heard you talk about treating mold on one's own. I've had asthma my entire life, and for the last couple months, I've had very bad asthma and worsening symptoms. Seen a pulmonologist. He thinks it's a bad reaction to a type of mold. I had PermaSeal several years ago and no water since, but I still worry about mold. Please tell me a company that would analyze and whatever else, like removing shelves. You're a trusted professional. Thank you. They just need a recommendation on mold remediation.
Yeah. there's several mold remediation companies and mold testing companies. One in particular has been in the Chicagoland area. It's called Mold Solutions. And if they look that up, I think that's their website as well. They will do that testing and find out if, in fact, there's a problem. And they also have the ability to remediate and give you best practices on how to keep it away.
And a last question for you, Lou, a plumbing question. When I turn my water off, it tapers and trickles to an end. It's not a clean stop. Is there something caught in the screen or the trap?
My guess is it's probably something in the cartridge that is not quite seating correctly. And so what's happening is the water actually itself, when you go to seal it, actually it creates a break in it to shut it down. And so depending on what type of faucet it is, a new cartridge or an insert will probably solve the problem.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day with your kids and grandchild.
Thank you.
Lou Manfredini, you will hear him Saturday morning at 6 right here on 720 WGN. And I know we never get through all your questions, but he takes those questions live on the radio Saturday morning.